as we contemplate our summer theme of how we learn to be brave, we reflect on the wisdom of the book of Proverbs. Let us open our ears, our minds, our imaginations, our souls, and connect back through time and space to the sages of long ago. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and God will direct your ways. Don't consider yourself wise. Fear the Lord and turn from evil. Then your body will be healthy and your bones strengthened. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will burst with wine. The wisdom of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Lord, our summer theme is. So we've got a theme going. We have some invitations out for people to give their own stories of bravery. Amy and I have our own, but we weren't quite ready to do it this Sunday for various reasons. So I called up our good friend Adam earlier in the week and talked about it, and he said, "You want me to speak? I'll speak." Adam is a hero. Adam is also a force of nature and a wonderful talent, as you know. His day job is
so take a breath with me, if you will, just so that we can all center and God is invited into the conversation, breathing in and out. So as Kent just said, I do some work as an executive coach and as a leadership coach out in the world to put the money in the bank, and also as a way of service. I look at everything that I do as ministry. Taken about 40 years to figure that out. And sometimes I feel like those were 40 years in the desert, and sometimes I feel like there was manna and honey abundant. I was doing the same kind of work in 2009 in the economic downturn when there was a moment of uncertainty, to say the very least. And I was working at Harvard at that time, and I remember my key job was to deliver a workshop for 14,000 staff, which we called Managing in Uncertain Times. The acronym was interesting, it was MUNT, right? So doing that workshop again and again and again and again, because we didn't have 14,000 people in a stadium, we had them in groups of 30, and I had four or five colleagues, and we would trade off and partner to deliver what really became a conversation about bravery and courage. And the way we got there was the way we get there here every Sunday, and anytime we are gathered together as a holy community. The way we did that was we got real with each other pretty quickly. And I remember looking at all the surveys afterwards, the smile sheets, as trainers like me call them. And I remember seeing again and again that the number one takeaway that the people who had come through that workshop had was that they were not alone. That the concerns they had, the worries they had, the fears they had were literally identical, if not very similar, to their colleagues and friends. And often when I teach about the nervous system, I teach that that is what regulates us. That is co-regulation. That is what is happening in this room as we come into our own truth and the words come through. Interestingly enough, as I do that work today and have done it since 2009, the key factor in creating success, in creating the ability to move through transition and change and uncertainty, seems to me to be the presence of bravery and courage as it comes through you. And so I spend a lot of time with myself and a lot of time with clients and friends having conversations that lead us to help that individual or group understand for them what conditions need to be present for bravery and courage to blossom. And what I have found is that in my own life, for bravery and courage to be present, it's actually a combination of a bunch of different things. And I've discovered that those things change. In other words, one of the key needs is our understanding about our own gifts and capacities, but also our capacity to flex, our capacity to be with what is and to move from that place. That's really, for me as a minister, as a coach, as a singer, as a friend, as a brother, as an uncle, as a husband, that is the key skill. Coming back to that sweet or sorrowful, quiet place and recentering again and again. These days, I'm in a therapist prescribed news blackout. So I get to watch, it's funny that I say that, I make choices in my therapy. And the suggestion of my therapist last week was, as empathic and big as your heart can be in the world, I'm gonna strongly suggest, which is as clear in a directive as he's gotten over the years, I'm gonna strongly suggest that you don't watch MSNBC or CNN anymore. And I have to tell you, the response in my body was, oh, okay, thank you, thank you. That was a sign, it was an invitation for me to step away from this constant activation, which leads me often to fear. Fear cannot be present at the same time that true bravery is. Bravery and courage for me has been present throughout my life. I have been courageous in many ways. I have jumped out of planes. I have literally walked across hot coals. I came through as a child, my parents' very messy divorce. I could give you the trauma timeline, but we do not have that amount of time this morning. The takeaway for me, and the takeaway for every client, friend, and group that I work with, every congregation that I have the humble blessing to be able to speak for, is to learn to come back and remember how you got through the last time you got through. I do an exercise which is called the Resiliency Toolkit, and I have people take out a post-it, and on that post-it, I ask that they write down one thing that they weren't expecting that came into their life and did not feel like a blessing at the time. And once they do that, once they understand that I'm asking for something as small as adopting a pet or something as big as losing a parent to stage 4 cancer, people are able to quickly write down an example, and I walk them through a process, which is understanding what worked then that got them through and what worked today. And often, here's the lesson I've learned. The post-its, the lists, are often identical. Family, friends, community, understanding their own gifts, their own resiliency, their own capacity. Sometimes it involves the M's of meditation, medication, margaritas. We gotta do what we gotta do. This is an interesting time. To figure out how to be brave is an individual, internal conversation. It is up to each of us to figure out what needs to be in place. And for me, I need reminders. So about 6 months ago, I filled out online the desire for a vanity plate. And these days, just so you know, if you want to get a vanity plate in the state of Massachusetts, you have to put out there online, without knowing if it's available, 3 choices. So I put down 3 choices, and I've been thinking about this for a long time, multiple years, right? I always wanted something. And I wrote down singer, S-A-N-G-R. I wrote down a bunch of things. And then I wrote down this word, trust. And I was shocked and delighted and also not surprised that this was the one the state sent me. I actually couldn't believe it, but I could. So again, reminders. I'm always looking for signs. So the way in which I made the leap in 2009, essentially, was that I decided in that downturn to put my hand up. I volunteered to be laid off. Within a month, I was laid off. I was given a severance package. I was shocked that there was anything available. And then actually, I started my own business. I called it Working Integrity. I thought I would go out on my own as a consultant, and I had no idea what God would provide. Here's what happened. Within a week of being laid off, saying yes, and leaving Harvard, stepping out from behind the shield, I remember this very clearly. Within a week, I was invited to preach at a church in Norwalk, Connecticut, Unity of Norwalk. And I said yes. If I can, I always say yes. And I went down to Norwalk, and I preached on leaping without a net, hence the picture earlier. I preached on not knowing what was next, but trusting that something good would follow, or at least the right thing would play out. Here's what happened. I sang, I gave a talk. Afterwards, many people wanted to say hello, because I'm not part of that congregation. And a small woman came up to me and she said, could you do what you did today at my office? And I thought, she doesn't mean that, because at Harvard for 10 years, I felt like I had to put God in a box, and I had to translate. I didn't even use the word love at the time, but I would use the word spiritual and intelligence, and it's a very academic setting. And I looked at her and I said, okay, yeah, we'll talk in a second. And I thought to myself, oh God, I wonder what church, I wonder what office she's talking about. The judgment just flew out of me. Afterwards, she came over to me and I had talked to a bunch of other people and she said, you're on the edge of your seat. And she said, so I'm the head nurse of 125 nurses who are all stationed at different GE plants all over the country and all over the world. And I wondered if you could come and you could talk about leaping without a net and how you build resiliency. And I wonder if you could come to Fairfield, Connecticut to our executive learning center, which at the time was the holy grail for trainers and coaches. Jack Welch built a helipad and a beautiful facility and things played out interesting. But at the time it was the holy grail. And I stood there, and tears ran down my face. And I said, yes, I can do that. I was terrified, but I said yes, and I jumped. And ever since then, I've made a living on my own and in collaboration with others. It has never stopped. The flow has never stopped. But the way in which the flow continues its flow, for me, I know, is that I remember things are going to be okay and God has got you. And I do that by noticing signs. One sign, again, that I quickly want to move through is a great blue heron. When I see a great blue heron, I know it's going to be okay. Maybe you call it my spirit animal, I don't know. But I see herons crossing 128. I see herons when I'm on the T. I see herons everywhere. I don't see any right now, I'm okay, just so you know, checking in. But I do see herons often, and when I do, again, the nervous system, my body, my heart gets still, and I remember, I'm going to be okay, I'm not in charge, which is really challenging. Yesterday, as I was thinking about this talk and pulling it together, and we were playing with slides, which again is a new thing for us, here, I walked into the bathroom. I was deep in thought and freaking out, and you have no idea how nervous I actually get to stand in front of all of you here. And I thought, am I? And I looked over at my towel, which was hanging. This is flipped to the horizontal, and it says, life is good. And again, God said, you got this. You got this. We're going to be okay. In fact, yesterday I registered the URL, today is okay. Because today is okay. We're okay. We have no idea what happens next, but for now we're okay. The truth is, I look for signs. I make commitments. I make commitments to community, and the signs continue to flow. One last sign. 5 days ago, true story, I was downtown working with a client who was moving through a transition. The company just had a layoff on Friday, people that I really care about and have worked with for a long time. And they let go about 40% of their workforce. They're only about 120 people strong. And I walked out of one of the meetings about that, and I was not feeling great, not only about the future and the world we are living into, but about my work in the world. And as I walked out, I sort of had my head down, and I turned the corner, and I walked towards the next building, and I hope it's all right with her that I offer this. Emily Reed showed up at the end of the street, 10 feet in front of me, and did this. Emily was on the phone. Emily and I did not speak. It was a hug in the middle of downtown Boston, and I thought, are you kidding me? What a sign. And we held each other for a moment while she continued her business call, and then she smiled at me and I smiled at her, and I walked on, and I felt like, today, it's gonna be okay. We're good. Today is okay. So that's what I leave you with. I think that bravery and courage is individually sourced. I do it by getting quiet, I do it by listening, and I do it by looking. And I see it in your faces, and I see it literally in all of the spaces I inhabit when I let God show me the way.